Jeremy Bradley here, joining you live from San Francisco. And you know what? We've saved the best for last, because after all this running around that we have done, I'm starving and I'm thirsty. And so I asked our tourism friends, I said, you know, where should I go for my last supper? I know that sounds kind of biblical, but where should I go for my last supper while I'm in town? And they said, go to John's Grill. And I said, get me John. And they did. And I'm sitting across from John. Hey, John.
Hi, how are you, Jeremy?
I'm good, thanks. Are you the John at this legendary place?
I am the John. I am the John, Jeremy.
Now, this restaurant's been open for decades, but you've only been alive for a few decades, or a couple decades yourself.
Correct. It's been in my family for a few decades.
Grandpa?
Yeah, my grandfather started in my grandmother, and it got passed down to my father, and now I'm here.
Now, and the rest is history. So let me ask you, though, did you always have an interest in going into the food industry, restaurants, or was this just kind of, hey, you know what, the family's done it, so I should too?
Yeah, actually, my interest came really early on. I was about 17 or 18. I started working at restaurants. I started bussing tables. I started hosting. I started dishwashing. I started doing all the things that you needed to do to kind of get your foot in the door and kind of get acquainted with the industry at an early age, and I actually fell in love with it, as weird as that sounds, you know? I mean, everything felt right as I was doing it, and I was actually in college at the time, and I was working a restaurant gig while I was in college, and it dawned on me immediately. I was like, this college thing is not for me, and I backed out, and I started working in restaurants, and I then went to a hospitality culinary college and pursued it, you know.
But it's interesting that you found the need to get the education when, I don't want to say this was handed to you because it's a family institution, but, you know, you lived across the country. You know, here we're on the West Coast and you were in New York for so long. You didn't just say, hey, you know what, it's in the family, I can just sort of pick it up. You wanted to actually get that formal training.
Yeah. It just all sounded too easy. So I took the time to experience a little more and learn from, you know, great chefs from New York and great managers that I was blessed to be a part of, or to work underneath, I should say. And it just made sense for me to go and kind of experience the world outside of this world. Mm-hmm. You know,
let me ask you, though, you know, obviously there's a legacy. This place is, you know, well known in the community and in the city itself, and you just stepped into this role 7 months ago or so. Do you feel that pressure that there's just this storied history that the restaurant has? I mean, how do you step into those shoes?
Yeah, I oddly don't feel that much pressure. I've been around it my whole life. I've been working in this restaurant at the age of 13 is when I first started, you know, hosting and being the menu boy outside of the restaurant and kind of just trying to bring guests in, trying to relate to guests. And it just felt natural, you know. It happened so early on in my life that now that I'm in this position and I'm 26 years old and we're here, you know, we've been working for so many years to be in this position. Mm-hmm. It just feels right. I mean, it feels like almost second nature, you know?
Mm-hmm. Let's talk about the food here. I'm being handed a glass of wine. Let's give a shout out to the wine that you have here, because again, the name is behind it. You have your own house wine.
Yeah, we have a John's Grill Chardonnay and a John's Grill Cabernet, produced and bottled in Napa Valley.
I took two bottles to go, but let's talk about the menu. So what are we having today? I know that there's lots of seafood, and you're known for your steaks too.
Right, we're seafood in a steakhouse, and tonight we're going to do a little prawn cocktail with a little cocktail sauce, a little horseradish, mm-hmm. Then followed by a jack-o'-lane salad, which is pretty much like a seafood salad. Jack Lane, if you're not familiar, was a workout guru. He used to eat here all the time and good friends with us. And
such a name dropper.
He's
got a long-standing tradition. He's a storied member of the restaurant's history.
Yes, he is. And we're going to follow that by a little sea bass with
garlic.
With a little roasted garlic beurre blanc. And I'll be having some lamb chops, some Sam Spade lamb chops.
Okay, so as I mentioned, the name-dropping thing. Now, throughout the restaurant, you've got pictures. Legendary people are shown on the walls here. Just let's name-drop again. So who are some of the people that you have on the walls?
We have now retired but great John Cleary, who was one of the head investigating kind of CSI homicide investigators. We have Rennell Brooks, who is near and dear to my heart and the heart of so many in San Francisco. She's the voice of the San Francisco Giants. We've got mayors, we've got actresses. It's
You're going to have me on the wall.
We're going to have Jeremy on the wall.
Yes. Let me ask you, though, because you showed me a picture of your grandfather on the wall. Tell me what that means. You know, when you look at that, when you see that, how do you feel?
Blessed, loved, humbled. He worked so hard. He came with $20 in his pocket from Greece as an immigrant. And he landed in New York City, and he found his way and met a lot of people and made a bunch of connections and found his way in this beautiful city, San Francisco, and created this legacy that now is John's Grill, you know? So it means the world to me. You know, I see that picture every day. It's in the first floor as you walk in on the left side, so it's hard to miss, you know?
You got three floors, so if somebody wants to come here and have, you know, a function, whether that's a, you know, maybe it's a birthday party or a corporate celebration, you can do that here too.
Yeah, we've got three floors. We can fit parties of 2 to 100. All.
Can I do 300? Can I bring 300 friends?
You can do 300. We can do a full buyout if you'd like. Yeah.
Okay.
Bring all your friends from Canada over and...
Pumped because I know the owner, right?
Yes. Okay. Yeah.
You know, let's talk about... the staff here is incredible, too. Like I said, we just got a nice refill of wine, but you have some loyal staff that you've had here for a long time.
Yeah. I mean, we have our bartender, Louis Vargas, who's been here for 40 years. He's a staple in our business. I mean, people keep coming back to the bar just to hang out with him and hear him, you know, speak four different languages. You know, I don't know what he's saying, but he's having
you
a
trust
good
him
time.
That he's,
I trust that he's, you know, he's
people
doing
are coming
something.
Back. So exactly. You know what? That's all that matters.
We've got, you know, Isis, Jeff. We've got so many. We've got Sean, our manager. Everyone's been here for a decade plus, and we love them, and you know, and it shows that they you know, have a lot of love for us as well.
Okay, so when we're in the San Francisco area and we're needing a, you know, a bit of a meal or a drink, what's, you know, website or phone number, how can they check out the restaurant?
johnsgrill.com.
That's tough to remember. One more time. John's Grill.
So that's johnsgrill.com.
J-O-H-N-G-R-I-L-L. You guys got that website address. That's good.
Yeah.
Nobody else took it.
You can check us out over there. You can actually get our phone number from the website. You can send us an email. Send us an inquiry for any, you know, party or any reservation you'd like, and we'll respond within 24 hours.
And you're conveniently located to, you know, many of the hotels in the area too.
Yeah, we're right in downtown, heart of like Union Square, right off of Market Street. So all the major hotels are within 5 to 10 minutes walking from our restaurant.
I'm about, yeah, I think it was like a 4 minute walk.
Four minutes.
They're already yelling at me that we got to wrap up. We're going longer than expected. And believe it or not, you guys, we're actually in here after the restaurant's closed, so we're keeping the staff too. But anyway, thank you so much. Great food, great times, great companionship. Thank you so much for having us, John.
Thank you for being here, Jeremy.
All right, let's get back to the music. Remember, the highlights from all of our San Francisco travels, sfo.jbonair.com, as we wrap things up and we're headed back to home base. Let's get back to the music.